Exxaro says record coal prices helped headline earnings climb more than a fifth in its half year to end June, despite a rail-induced slump in export volumes as well as lower earnings from its iron ore interests. Now, group revenue rose 48% as the miner cashed in on record coal prices. Now, this afternoon, we'll be focusing on the mining company's community and socio-economic development initiatives in its operations in Mpumalanga, which include Lupane in Victor Khanye, Belfast in Emakazeni, and Matla in Emalahleni. To speak on these is Exxaro's Community Development Manager, Tebogo Lepile. Welcome, Tebogo, to Rise FM.
Thank you very much, Sindisa, and a very good afternoon to the Rise FM listeners.
Now, Tebogo, the South African economy is under pressure to be more inclusive. Are you not getting this pressure from your host communities to have their businesses included in the mining company's supply chain?
Yes, Zingisa, indeed, South Africa's economy is under distress. There are many challenges that deprive the growth of our country, such as unemployment, poverty, and inequality. There are demands not only for business opportunities, but also for employment and skills development from our communities. So in Exxaro, we embrace diversity, equity, and inclusivity. And it is not only limited to the businesses that need to be included in our supply chain, but also through our delivery on the social and labor plans, enterprise and supply development, skills development, even on how we manage the donations.
Mm. And, you know, with SMMEs, they're obviously constantly complaining that it takes quite an effort to get onto the supply chain due to the administration of the process. And it takes so much time away from them, especially those in plumbing, or welding and fitters who have to go through this process.
Oh, yes. If I may, Zingisa, the artisan skills or the skills that you have just mentioned are critical and are required in the mining industry. And the their services as businesses are also needed. So the reality is that we will have to walk the journey with them to overcome those onerous administration that seem to be a hindrance. So Exxaro has currently partnered with SIDA, which will obviously to ensure that we support our suppliers and potential suppliers and entrepreneurs with business skills and obviously also on how to really manage the tender documents. And that will be done at no cost. So, and maybe I guess it's also worth mentioning that suppliers can come to Exxaro website and register, and then they will be invited for RFQ. So the website is www.exxaro.com, and then they will register. And once they are registered, when there are opportunities, then they will be called in for RFQ. And currently, as I'm talking to you, there are opportunities that are currently being published on the website that I really want to invite our listeners and potential suppliers out there to apply.
So getting onto the supply chain list is obviously one thing. The other matter would then be securing some sort of work from Exxaro. How do we then address or manage expectations in that regard? Because making it to the supply chain doesn't necessarily guarantee some sort of contract.
Yeah, look, that has been a challenge. And that is basically the supply chain process, which our supply chain has committed to conduct what we call Supplier Day, where in order to create a platform for suppliers to market their services and obviously have the opportunity of explaining the process to them.
And for those of you who just...
And that will be communicated, yeah.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business with Exxaro's Community Development Manager, Deboho Lebile, on the Mines Community Development and Socioeconomic Development Initiatives. Deboho, Exxaro has also then committed itself to skills development within its host communities. What type of training is afforded by the company's student learning projects, and how does this benefit the recipients in the real world?
Thanks for your question. Besides the bursaries, the internships and the learnerships that we are currently delivering through our social and labor plans, Exxaro has partnered with Youth Employment Services, which is a YES program, which was launched by the President Cyril Ramaphosa in 2018. So that was basically to stimulate the job creation and skills development. So through the YES program, we are implementing two initiatives in 2022. The first one is the SME Tax Initiative, which provides 50 young accountants with skills and practical work experience to help them become employable or become entrepreneurs. And the other initiative is with Lula Rights, which is training about 200 young scooter drivers for a period of 12 months for them to acquire work experience and to earn some income through their work on the various delivery platforms. So as it stands, as you have mentioned, where we operate, we for the first initiative of SME Tax, that has been advertised across all our business units. With regards to the Lula Rights, this one we started at Malaseni for 2022. And then it will be taken to other business units. Maybe I could also take the opportunity of just sharing the email address of our strategic partner here, where the CVs can be sent. But in any case, it will also be advertised on the social media platforms. So the email address is info@lularight.co.za. So young people who want to become scooter drivers and really make an earning, they can they can submit their CVs. And in Exxaro, we believe that through partnership and collaboration, we'll be able to make more impact. Hence, we partnered with YES program.
So we obviously have spoken about youth development and how to bolster SMMEs within the host communities. But how are you plowing into the host communities within Mpumalanga as Exxaro in the past financial year?
Maybe I can talk about the past financial year, which is 2021, and obviously the past 6 months on how we have delivered. So in the 2021, we achieved a local procurement spend of 1 billion that benefited over 241 local black-owned SMEs, and also through our enterprise supply development funding support, we have spent 127 million where it benefited about 15 small, micro and medium enterprises, employing about 243. And along with onboarding and providing support to 97 beneficiaries on the contractor development programs, that was done in partnership with GIBS, which is the Gordon Institute of Business Science, and 29 enterprise owners on the financial excellence program that was with SAICA, which is the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. So I think it's also important to mention that in 2021, we have spent 64 million on completion of schools and enterprise and supply development hubs and water and sanitation infrastructure project that was done through our social and labor plans. So, and that was basically, the 64 million was basically in combination of both Mpumalanga and Limpopo.
You know,
and if I have to talk about the past, the current year, the past 6 months, Exxaro, in terms of our ESD funding, which is the Enterprise of Tide Development, we have spent $112 million, which has employed about 255 people, and on local procurement, we have spent about $564 million, and that has benefited about 209 local black SMEs. Mm. So, and also in Belfast, we have just about to complete the road rehabilitation project as one of our SLP project. And also, I've already spoken about our YES program. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Tebogo, I'll have to cut you off there because we have run out of time, but I think it's a conversation that we will be picking up in the near future.
Oh, thank you very much, Lingisa. Thanks for inviting me.
And that was Exxaro Community Development Manager Tebogo Lepile on the Mines Community Development and Socio-Economic Development Initiatives.